Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 1 to 3 reads, "When Samuel became old, he made his sons judges over Israel. The name of his firstborn son was Joel, and the name of his second, Abiah. And they were judges in Beersheba. Yet his sons did not walk in his ways, but turned aside after gain. They took bribes and perverted justice. How hard is it to get the next generation to follow in the footsteps of godly parents? Having parents who love God and walk with God does not seem to ensure that a child will love God and walk with God. Many children grow up in abusive, godless homes and walk with God as adults, and many who grow up in God-fearing homes stray. Parents are responsible for living in a way that can be emulated, but cannot make the final decision for their children. Parents must concentrate on loving God and people, living in a proper example in all things and doing it in public, then praying, educating, and cheering on the next generation. There are no guarantees, but we can spend time with our children and we can impart to them the faith that we have. We can talk to them about the reasons we do what we do. We can be a family that decides to serve. Every family I've ever seen has a focal point in their life. If you're a farmer in northern Wisconsin and you're a dairy farmer, the focal point are those cows, the milk that they give. Everything in your life is going to revolve around that. Many children who grew up in farms in that community go back into farming because it's what they've learned. The best thing that we as parents can do is emulate the life that we want our children to live when they get older. They're still going to have to choose. But if they grew up in a home where mom and dad loved God and honored Him and served the people around them and were always conscious of helping the needy, then at least the example has been given. We can't make choices for our children, no matter what age they are. But we can always set an example of what it looks like to love God and walk with God. If our children have strayed, we can give an example of what it looks like to be the forgiving parent. If our children are doing what they should be doing, we can give them an example of what it looks like to be an affirming parent. We need to be those who set the example, not just lecture our kids, but give them someone to follow. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute here in northern Wisconsin. Thanks for listening. Goodbye for now.